Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
I want to also take some time to welcome the gospel friends and the newcomers here this morning.
欢迎新来的和福音朋友们。
I'm certainly joyful to be able to spend this time with you.
实在喜乐能够与大家有所分享。
Now, as you know, the holiday season is upon us.
现今就近这个圣诞节了。
And it's a very joyful time in many people's lives.
很多人的生活里面觉得这个快乐时刻。
There seems to be something different about this time of year.
好像是每一年来到这个节令的时候呢有些特别。
People seem to have bigger smiles on their faces.
人在面上带着一些欢乐的笑容。
Coworkers of mine seem to have a glow about their faces I only see during this time of year.
我的同事呢好像面上都发光有荣光一样但今好像一年只是在这段时间见一次而已。
We drive through our neighborhoods and we see all these lights and we walk through city, we see the lights on the buildings.
我们经过很多地方都见到建筑物上面挂了很多的圣诞灯饰。
Even the air seems to smell a little bit fresher.
好像甚至乎空气都清新一些的。
So it seems like everyone is a little more joyful during this time of year.
好像就在这个季节里面每个人都觉得开心一些。
It's the season of giving.
就是一个捐献的季节。
It's the time to spend with family, friends, and loved ones.
大家来送礼同家人在一起。
Now this picture that I just painted for you this morning, is this really how it is?
早晨有些图画给大家看是不是真的这样的呢？
For some, maybe.
对某些人来说可能是的。
But definitely not for everybody.
但是不是对每一个人都是这样。
I'll admit, I painted a very idealistic picture of the holidays just now for you.
刚才所说的呢好像一些很理想的过圣诞的图画。
But in reality, we know that not everyone enjoys this time of year.
但都知道呢不是每一个人在现在这样的季节里面都是享用的。
For some, it's a very lonely time.
有些人是实在孤单的时候。
Maybe for them, they don't even have a family to celebrate with.
或者甚至他都没有家庭来跟他们分享这些喜悦。
Maybe for others, they dread this time of year because they're so busy and there's so much work to be done.
或者有些人呢就到了一年的季末有甚多的功夫来做。
While we say it's the season of giving, there are many people who just don't feel like they have the capacity to give.
我们说这个是互相送礼的节日但去到有些人呢可能甚至连送礼的能力都没有的。
Maybe they just got laid off from their job.
或者在工作里面被人家遣散。
Maybe they're still recovering from a broken down relationship of a loved one.
或者在同他所爱的人关系来到破碎还需要在恢复的当中。
Now for these people who are in these situations, they need to receive.
对于在这个光景里面的人他需要来到接受。
Whether it be love from family, support in finances, whatever the case.
需要从他被爱的人当中得到一些供应或者财务上面或者给一些的。
So I thought it appropriate, since it's the month of December and the holiday season,
因着是这个十二月是这个圣诞节
to talk about the greatest gift that one could ever possibly receive.
应当就讲到我们所能够得到最佳的礼物是什么呢？
And once this gift is received, it cannot even be compared to anything else in this world.
当我得到这个极大的礼物的时候，我就不能够跟世上任何礼物能够相比的。
So what is that gift?
这个礼物究竟是什么呢？
It is the salvation of God.
那是从神而来的救恩。
And my desire this morning is that each one of you would learn of and receive this gift for yourself.
早晨我愿意你能够晓得并且能够接受这个救恩。
Let's take a look at our first Bible passage. We'll show it right here on the screen.
请看在上边的这个圣经。
It's from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
是以弗所书第二章第八章第八节和第九节。
And it reads, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
第八节和第九节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，那是神所赐的。 也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Let's read it again. For by grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
Through faith.
也因着信。
And that not of yourselves.
这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God.
那是神所赐的。
Not as a result of works.
也不是出于行为。
So that no one may boast.
免得有人自夸。
Yes, God's salvation is a gift.
看见吗？神的救恩那是神所赐的礼物。
But why does it say here that it's a gift?
为什么这里说是神所赐的呢？
I think in order for us to appreciate this,
我相信若果我们要能够晓得欣赏这一切，
we need to look at another word in this verse here.
需要看这个圣经里面另一个字。
If we learn more of this word, then we will surely be able to see and appreciate and value the salvation of God.
如果我们能够学识更多这个字呢，我们就能够更多来到欣赏这个救恩。
Now what is that word?
这个字是什么字呢？
Can anyone guess?
估下啦。
Grace, that's right.
就是这个恩。
For by grace you have been saved.
这个得救是本乎恩，恩典。
So this morning, I'd like to spend a little bit of time to look into this word grace.
早晨我愿意花啲时间嚟睇恩典呢个字。
Now, what does this word grace mean?
恩典系点解呢？
Perhaps when you first think about the word, you think about when someone prays before eating a meal.
或者当你睇见呢个恩典嘅字嘅时候咧，你又想起人喺信主嘅人食饭时了谢恩。
Or maybe you think of a very familiar and popular hymn, Christian hymn, Amazing Grace.
或者你想起一首好多人都晓得嘅基督徒嘅诗歌叫《惊人恩典》。
But actually, if you think about it, this word grace is not commonly used in our everyday language.
但我哋晓得恩典呢个字咧喺我每日嘅言语当中咧唔系常用嘅。
We hear of people being gracious.
我们听见一个人很有恩典。
We are grateful for many things in our lives.
我们为着我们生命中很多事物来感恩。
But what about this simple word grace?
但恩典这个简单的字情呢？
What does this word really mean?
这个字究竟是为什么呢？
Now, there are many definitions that I've heard over the years.
在这些年间听过很多不同的定义。
But one seems to stick out in my mind.
但有一个咧喺我嘅思想里边跑出嚟。
So, the definition that I remember is grace is receiving that which is not deserved.
就系接受嗰啲唔配得到嘅。
Grace is receiving that which is not deserved.
就系你接受一啲你唔配得到嘅。
In other words, grace is shown or demonstrated.When a completely undeserving and unworthy person is given something of great value.
就是当一个人他收到一样的事物是他不配得到的，但这事让他所接受的是极大的价值。
And I've come to realize that in my young life of 32 years, that there's very little grace in this world.
我想到在我一生32年当中呢，在这个世上甚少恩典。
Well, to some of you, maybe 32 years old sounds old.
对于你来说32岁是老人了。
But I like to think of myself as still being young.
但我觉得我还是年少的。
But the principle that actually drives us in this world is the opposite of grace.
这个世界上边所叫我们行走的那个原则呢，其实跟恩典是相反的。
And that principle is the principle of merit.
这个世上边所要求的这个原则呢就是论功行赏的。
Now, what is the principle of merit?
就是这个论功行赏的。
Receiving only that which is deserved.
就是你应当得到的就给你。
Receiving only that which is deserved.
你应当得到的才会给你。
It is the need to be able to earn our rewards and our benefits based on our own efforts.
就根据你所付出的劳力奖赏你一些事情。
In order to get anything in life, I've got to work for it.
在你的生命当中你要得到你就一定要付出。
If I don't work for it, then it's not going to happen.
如果你不努力你就得不到。
This is the principle of merit.
这个呢就是 这个要需要努力的原则。
This is how we've been taught growing up.
这个就是我们从小就被教导的。
This is how our society operates.
都是我们的社会是这样来运作的。
Now for those of you who don't know what I do for a profession, I'm a mechanical engineer.
你们如果不知道我做什么呢,其实我是一个机械工程师。
I work for a company called Agilent Technologies.
我是为了这家 Agilent 这家公司来做事的。
And a few months back, Agilent just announced a layoff of 2,700 people out of 8,400 employees.
在没多久之前,他们在8,400个员工当中,要裁了2,700人。
So, just to do some quick math, that's 32% of the workforce, which is basically one out of every three employees.
就是三成二的人要被淘汰了,就是说三个里面差不多一个就要走了。
So you look to the person to your left.
所以你向左望一望。
And you look to the person to your right.
向右望一望。
And then you look at yourself.
你看看你自己。
And then you know one of you guys is going to be cut.
就知道其中一个就会没一份工了。
Now obviously I was concerned.
那当然啦,我当然是很关心。
So I went to my manager and I asked him how this decision would be made.
我去到我经理那里,究竟根据什么做这个决定呢?
And he basically explained the process in this way.
他就将这个程序跟我解释一遍。
All the managers, they would get together in a conference room.
所有的经理就在会议室里面聚集。
And each of them would be carrying a folder, and inside that folder would be the names of all the employees who reported to them.
里面就带了一个file,里面就有所有在他下面工作的人。
And next to each name would be the skill set or the things that each employee can contribute to the company.
然后每个人下面就有他的技能,能够对公司有什么贡献呢?
So in my case, because I'm a mechanical engineer, it would be the types of equipment I could support.
因为我是机械工程师,我的贡献就是我能够支援公司里面某些机械。
Or whether I could build good tools to produce the products we make.
或者我有没有能力去这个设计。 一些好的工具,叫公司来生产呢?
And if I'm a dedicated worker, if I just don't put in my 8 hours and go home, but I'll do what it takes to get the job done.
还有看看我是不是一个无私奉献的员工,还是朝九晚五,八点钟就走人的人呢?
In other words, if I could do 5 things well,
即是说,如果五种事情里面我都做得好的话,
But the person to my left or right can do 6 things well.
但我左边右边的人呢,他有做了6件好过我的事情。
Then I'm done, I'm gone.
这样我呢,就应该被裁了。
Doesn't matter about my own personal situation.
跟我自己个人的光景没关系。
It doesn't matter if, I were living paycheck to paycheck trying to support my family.
跟我手头很紧都没关系的。
It doesn't matter if the person who gets to stay comes from a very wealthy background.
就算你家很有钱也没关系的。
All that matters is what we could do for the company.
有关系的决定因素就是你能够为你公司做多少事。
And that is the reality in which we live.
这个就是我们生活里面的实际。
We are driven by the principle of merit.
我们就是在这个论功行赏的原则底下。
And there is very little grace offered in this world.
在世上甚少的恩典。
But thank goodness, the grace of God is abundant and without end.
但是神的恩典呢,就是从来数之不尽的。
And it is offered as a gift to those who are willing to receive it.
并且是赐给那些愿意接受的人。
So for those of you who know me, you probably think I'm a fairly organized and logical person.
你认识我,你会以为我是一个都很有条理的人的。
So naturally, given this fact, I came up with an acronym for this word grace.
所以我对这个恩典这个字有一个同义词的。
And hopefully this acronym will help us to look into this word a little bit deeper and to understand it better.
或者这个同义词呢,对 叫我们对恩典这个字能够更多的认识。
So let's look at our word grace there, and we'll look at the first point.
就将这个恩典这个英文字分开做五点了。
G, God so loved the world.
第一个就是神爱世人。
Now we can't even begin to talk about the grace of God without first talking about his love.
如果要讲论神呢, 我必须要讲论到神的爱。
God's love is the foundation of grace.
神的爱乃是这个恩典的根本。
You cannot have grace without the love of God.
我们如果有恩典没有爱呢，这个不可能的。
We'll look at another verse, John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In essence, the first part of this verse is saying that the love of God is not exclusive to anyone.
概括来讲，这节圣经上半部呢，就是讲到神的爱呢，根本呢，没否定到任何世上的人的。
It's not limited only to a certain group of people.
并且没说只是单单包括世上某一类的人的。
But the qualification to be included in the love of God is what?
能够进入神的爱里边的人究竟是哪些呢？
The qualification is if we live in this world.
就是我们在世上边。
Because it says here, God so loved the world.
就是神爱世人。
Now is there anyone does not meet this qualification?
有没有世上边的人不符合这个条件呢？
Maybe we can think of people who act like they're not from this world.
或者我见到一些人呢，好像是从外星球来的。
But the fact is, not one person falls outside of the love of God.
但实情上呢，没有一个人是在这个条件之外的。
And all aspects of grace stem from this very fact.
所以这个恩典呢，都在他身上边有效的。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
No matter what we do, we can never change this fact.
无论我们何所作，都不能够改变这个事实。
Let's go back to our acronym. Look at the second letter, R.
在第二个 R 了。
Real people commit real sin.
就是世人都犯了罪。
We need to see the effects that sin has upon us in order to know that grace can save us.
我必须看见我们有罪的，以至于恩典能够在我身上边有果效。
Now, every single one of us in this room has committed a sin at one point in our lives or another.
在在座的所有的人在你的生命当中都是曾经犯过罪的。
It is an irrefutable fact.
就是没办法否认的罪。
No one can argue that they haven't sinned.
没人能够来到辩论或自己从来没犯过罪。
In fact, many of us sin on a daily basis.
甚至乎有些人每天都犯罪。
Now, what is sin?
什么是罪呢？
Sin is committing an act against God.
罪行呢，就是在犯了向神犯了罪。
I came across a story that I think illustrates this principle of sin very well.
我听过一个故事，能够解释罪这件事情十分的好的。
Now, a couple had two young boys at ages 8 and 10, and they were excessively mischievous.
有一对的夫妇，他有两个儿子，八岁和十岁，是十分的顽皮的。
These two were always getting into trouble, and if anything bad happened, their parents knew somehow the boys were involved.
这两个人呢，成日搞搞震的，所以一有什么事情发生呢，爸爸妈妈知道我这两个仔一定有份的了。
So their parents were at their wit's end about what to do about their son's behaviors.
所以他们的爸爸妈妈呢，都想尽方法究竟怎样能够改善他们的行为呢？
Now the mother, she had heard that there was a pastor in town who had been very successful disciplining children in the past.
咁妈妈就听见呢，喺市里边有一个嘅牧者，佢旧阵曾经有记录，佢好识点样样嚟到训练呢啲咁嘅孩子嘅。
So she asked her husband whether they should send their boys to see this pastor.
咁佢同佢丈夫讲，我应唔应该叫这两个小孩子带他去见下这个牧者呢？
And the husband said, well, we might as well. I'm so tired and I always lose my temper and we need to do something.
咁这个丈夫说，好主意，因为我时常都发脾气对着他们，不如就这样。
And so the pastor agreed to speak with the boys, and his approach was to make them realize that God was always watching everything they did.
咁这个牧者呢，就跟这两个小朋友聊天了，就说神在天上边监察我一切嘅行为。
So the 8-year-old boy went to see him first.
这个八岁嘅男孩咧，先嚟见呢个牧者。
And the pastor sat the boy down and asked him sternly, "Where is God?"
咁呢个牧者呢就叫呢个细路仔坐低，就好严厉问佢：神究竟喺边度啊？
And the boy gave no answer, so the pastor asked in an even sterner voice, "Where is God?"
咁呢个细路仔冇回应佢，咁呢个牧者又用一个更严厉嘅口气嚟问佢：神究竟喺边度啊？
Again, the boy made no attempt to answer, so the pastor raised his voice.And shook his finger at him and said, "Where is God?"
咁呢个细路仔连答都费事答佢，咁呢个牧者今次大声啲指住佢嚟问：神究竟喺边度啊
？At that point, the boy bolted from the room, ran home, and hid himself in the closet.
咁呢个细路仔咧即刻咧起嚟，飙翻屋企，走翻屋企，匿喺衣柜里边。
His older brother came to him inside the closet and asked him, "What happened?"
咁呢个哥哥就嚟问呢个弟弟：究竟发生咩事咧？
The younger brother replied, "We are in big trouble this time. God is missing, and they think we did it." The younger brother replied, "We are in big trouble this time. God is missing, and they think we did it."
咁呢个细路仔咧就话：，我哋好大麻烦喎！神唔见咗啊，都唔知喺边度，所以我哋做咗坏事，佢以为全部我哋做嘅。
Now many of us can probably relate to this story.
咁我哋咧或者会想起我哋同呢个故事嘅关系啊。
Although we probably weren't as bad as these two young boys, we can still remember those times when we sinned.
虽然我哋同呢两个细路仔咧未必好似咁坏，但咧我哋都曾经犯过事嘅。
Whether it was stealing something or lying to our parents.
或者我哋係偷嘢，或者我哋向爸爸媽媽講大話。
Whatever it may be, we commit sin.
無論係如何，我哋都曾經犯過罪。
Now why do we sin?
點解我哋犯罪呢
？We sin because we are born with a sinful nature.
因為我哋都有罪性嘅生出嚟嘅。
Right out of our mother's womb, our natural tendency is to sin.
我哋從出母胎就犯罪啦。
Even to this very day, while some of us are older and wiser, we still can't prevent this from happening.
虽然今日我哋年长咗啦，我哋都冇办法防止呢事情嚟发生。
Because we are born with a sinful nature.
因为我哋系罪里边生出嚟嘅，有罪性嘅。
Think about it.
我思想一下。
Uncontrolled anger.
我哋冇办法控制我哋嘅脾气。
Lustful thoughts.
情欲嘅思想。
Greed.
贪念。
Jealousy.
妒忌
，envy，
都系嫉妒
，deceit，
欺骗
，gossip，
八卦
，I could go on and on and on，
我哋可以一直一直咁讲落去
，all of these things are sin，
所有呢啲都系罪嚟嘅
，and if we are honest with ourselves， I think we'll say yes， I know that I'm a sinner，
如果我哋向自己诚实嘅话，我哋会对自己讲，我真系一个罪人啦。
And that is where the problem lies.
这个就是我们的问题。
Because our sin creates a barrier between God and us.
因为因着罪叫我们与神来到隔离。
And there is no way for us to overcome this barrier.
因为我们没有办法来到越过这个隔离。
Now I'm a very visual person.
我是一个需要看见的人。
So it helps me to see pictures in order for me to understand something better.
所以如果有一幅个图画咧，我会更容易嘅嚟到明白。
So let's take a look at this picture here.
睇下呢一幅嘅画。
Now you see a man and his wife, and there is a great separation.
睇见呢度一对夫妇，喺嗰度咧有极大嘅鸿沟。
And God is on one side, and we are on the other, and our sin has created this huge gap between God and us.
神在那边，我们在这边，我们的罪叫我们与神中间有极大的鸿沟。
Now this man, he has his hand over his eyes because he can barely see the other side.
这个人呢，只手摆咗喺个头上边啦，因为佢想望，但系佢唔系好睇得见对岸。
And this man is a very stubborn man.
这个一个顽固嘅人。
His wife standing next to him has dealt with him all his life, and she has her hands on her hips, and she'swondering how the heck her husband's gonna get them across it.
佢嗰个太太陪伴咗一生，叉住条腰啦，佢就谂我个丈夫咁点样样先能够过到嗰边咧
？So naturally, this man has been raised in this principle of merit.
呢个男人咧所长大嘅所受嘅教导咧就系论功行赏嘅。
So we'll go to our next slide. And he goes to Home Depot and he buys himself a ladder. Now, obviously, this ladder is far too short. And we know this man is stubborn because we can see this is his third time trying to put a ladder, and he's lost the first two in the little cavern there. So, you know, his wife is very smart. She gets a hammer to knock some sense into her husband at some point. Now, we try and try to overcome this divide by our own efforts. That's the only way we know how, is the principle of merit. If I don't do anything about it, then there is no way I'm going to be able to get across. But if I try my best, then I think I could do it. I'll always be able to find a longer and a bigger, more stable ladder. And if I just try hard enough, I'll be able to do it.
如果我更努力一點,我會做得到的。
That's our mentality.
這個就是人的思想。
But unfortunately, our ladder falls much too short.
但是呢,很不幸的,我們的堂梯呢,永遠都是太短。
Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you go does not sell a ladder that can bridge this divide.
無論你去哪一個建築物材料店都買不到一堂能夠這麼長的梯。
God's salvation can never be attained by our own good works or efforts.
神的救恩从来永远不能够因着人的好行为而得到的。
So where does that leave us then?
所以我们去到一个什么地步呢?
Where does our sin lead to?
我们的罪带我们去到哪里呢?
It leads to death.
它引领我们进到死亡的里面。
We are all destined to die because of our sin.
最后都是被引到死亡的结局当中因着我们的罪
And I'm not just talking about the physical death because obviously we will all die physically one day
我们不是讲论到我肉体的死亡因为无论如何我们迟早这个肉身都会过去的
But what I'm talking about is a spiritual death
但我所讲论到的那是灵的死亡
An eternal death
永远的死亡
Life forever without the blessing of God
就是人的一生
A life filled with suffering.
就是永远的受苦。
This is how serious our sin is.
这个就是我们的罪何等的严重。
Now the letter R is undoubtedly the most negative word, letter in our acronym.
这个R这个字就是在我们这些例子当中一个最负面的了。
If we were to stop here, all of us would be without hope.
如果我们所有的人都在这里停留,我们都会没有盼望
But thank God, there's three more letters to go
但今天主还有另外三个字母
So let's look at our third letter, A
第三个字母, A
A divide only one can bridge
就是唯有一个桥梁能够叫我们过得到去的
There is only one person that can bridge this divide between God and us
唯有一个人能够
Who is that person?
这个人究竟是谁呢?
Jesus Christ, God's very own Son.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Why is it that only Jesus can bridge this divide?
为什么只有耶稣基督能够成为一个桥梁呢?
Let's look at the next slide. So it says here, Christ is the only answer.
这里讲到耶稣基督就是那个一个唯一的答案
And we see here that Christ has bridged the divide and there's a cross
我们就看见原来中间有一条桥梁的这个就是基督并且上边有个十字架
Now why is Jesus the only one who can bridge this divide?
为什么耶稣基督是那个唯一的那个位能够成为桥梁呢?
Because over 2,000 years ago, Jesus took on the form of man and he lived on this earth
因为2,000年前 神的儿子耶稣基督成为肉身来到这个地上边
And he was the only man who lived a sinless life
过一个无罪嘅生活。
He lived a perfect life.
佢所过嘅一个完全嘅生活。
He showed great compassion to all men.
佢向着人所显出嚟嘅系极大嘅恩慈。
Morally righteous people.
系嗰啲道德好嘅人。
Deceitful people.
嗰啲欺骗人嘅人。
Adulterers.
呢啲行淫嘅人。
Everyone.
每一个人。
But the greatest manifestation of his love.
佢所显露出嚟嘅就系最大嘅爱。
At the end of his life, he was crucified on the cross.
就系喺佢生命嘅尽头，佢被钉喺十字架上边。
Why?
点解咧
？Because there needed to be a payment for the sin that man has committed.
因为为着罪嘅缘故，必须有一个赎价。
God is a just God.
神系公义嘅神。
He is a holy God.
佢系一个圣洁嘅神。
And he cannot let sin go unpunished.
佢唔能够叫罪系唔受刑罚嘅。
So instead of all of us being condemned to eternal suffering,
佢唔愿意我哋每一个人进入永远嘅受刑嘅当中。
God sent His Son to die on the cross in our place.
所以神就差遣佢嘅独生儿子喺十字架上边被钉死嚟替代我哋。
He knew that this was the only way to redeem man back to God.
佢知道呢个唯一嘅方法能够叫人有被救赎。
And so Jesus was a very willing son to his father.
所以耶稣基督作为信服的儿子向着他的父神。
And he lived on this earth, and at the end, he was nailed, one nail in each hand, one nail through his feet.
所以在这末了，在地上的生活都末了，他就被钉在十字架上边，手双手和脚各被一口钉来钉着。
And he suffered in our behalf.
他为我们来受苦。
People place a crown of thorns on his head.
人将荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
They mocked him.
他们来藐视他。
They ridiculed him.
在他们鞭打他。
They stripped him of all his dignity.
并且将他所有作为人的尊严除去。
And in the midst of all of this,
在这所有当中还不止。
Jesus says to his father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
耶稣向他天父来说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的。
This is how much Jesus loves you.
这个就是耶稣几咁嘅了爱你。
Let's look at our fourth letter.
第四个字母。
C. Christ died for you.
基督为你舍命。
This death was a very personal death.
这个一个嘅舍命系一个十分个人化舍命。
Christ died for you.
原来基督系为你了舍命嘅。
Yeah, for me too.
都系为我嘅。
Yes, for those around you.
都为你隔离嘅人啊。
But do you understand?
但你明白吗
？Christ died for you.
基督系为你嚟到舍命。
He took your place on that cross.
佢代替咗你十字架上面嘅位置。
We all deserve to die because of the sin that we committed.
我哋都应当系死嘅，因为我哋所犯嘅罪。
But because of His love, He substituted Himself on that cross for you.
因着佢嘅爱缘故，喺十字架上边代替咗你嘅地位。
And because of this, we can now choose to be forgiven and be redeemed back to God.
因着如此呢，我现今有一个选择，我系选择得到呢个救赎，被带翻去神嗰度。
But the Bible says that not only did he die, but 3 days later, Christ rose from the dead.
圣经你讲到佢唔单止你要死，并且三日之后死后你要复活。
And he overcame death and he was lifted from the grave.
佢胜过死亡。在这个坟墓中间出来。
And because of this resurrected life, we can now have a new life in God.
因着这个复活的生命，我们并且也都能够在神的当中得着这个新的生命。
Because of his death and blood, we can be forgiven of our sin.
因着他的死和他的血，我们能够在罪里面被赦免。
But because he's resurrected, we can now have a new life with God.
因着他的复活，我们今天在神面前能够有新的生命。
Let's look at our last letter, E.
E, 最尾呢个字母。
Expect the very best.
期望嗰个最好嘅。
For those of you who make this decision to accept the grace of God,
喺在座中，如果有人你能够作呢个决定嚟接受主耶稣嘅话
，you can expect that God will have the best for you.
你能够期望神能够将一切美善嘅事都为你嚟预备。
Now I'm not talking about best in terms of, oh, you'll all of a sudden be rich, and I'm not talking worldly blessing necessarily.
我唔系讲到突然间你会发达，系世上边
But you will have unlimited spiritual blessing. Now, personally speaking, it's been 12 years since I accepted Jesus into my heart. It's been 12 years since I said, yes, God, I want to experience this grace. And I can honestly tell you that these 12 years have been the most joyful years of my life. These 12 years have been the most peaceful time in my life. No longer do I have to rely on my own efforts to obtain blessing. And coming from a Buddhist background, I was always taught that, you know, if I do good now, then it'll help me out later. Cause and effect. What you do today will affect you later, either in this life or the life after. But ever since I received the grace of God and Jesus into my heart, I now know that I don't have to strive and labor endlessly to achieve a better standing in the afterlife. Instead, I can know that I've received the greatest gift that I could have ever possibly received. God loves me. I've been given a new life. I'm saved because Christ died for me. And the hope that I have in Christ, it cannot be shaken. Not once have I ever regretted this decision to follow Christ. And even though I've experienced some of the toughest years in my life, I look back and realize how lost and how unhappy I would be had I not made that decision. Grace. Receiving that which is not deserved. Do we now understand? We are the undeserving one. But God gave His very own Son, Jesus, who willingly gave up Himself on the cross. So that we can be saved from our own sin. Can we claim that we deserve this? I can't. Not in a million years. I'm as undeserving as can be. But God said, I love you just as you are. And I've provided the way for you to come back to me. That is grace. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，那是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
I hope this verse has new meaning to us.
我盼望这一节圣经对我来讲有新的意义。
I hope we could personalize this verse for ourselves. And there's only one thing that we need to do. We just need to receive this gift. How do we do this? Through faith in Jesus Christ. It is to simply come before God and say, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner.
就是来到神的面前说主啊我知道我是一个罪人。
But I know that you died on the cross for me.
但我却知道你在十字架上边为我死了。
Please forgive me from my sin.
请你拯救我从我罪中出来。
And I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior into my heart.
我愿意接受你成为我的救主在我心里面。
That is accepting Jesus through faith.
这个就是接受耶稣基督藉着信。
This is how we can receive this gift of God.
这个就是我怎样能够得到耶稣基督。
We're going to close this time in a word of prayer.
我们在预结前我们有一段祷告。
Now I'd like to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus into your hearts this morning.
我愿意给大家一个机会能够接受耶稣基督进入你的心。
During this holiday season, may we not reject the greatest gift of all.
在这个圣诞期间愿我们不要拒绝这个极大的救恩。
Instead, let this day, December 13th, 2009, be the day when you could echo along with me, thank you, Lord, for giving me such a wonderful gift.
反而盼望10月13日成为我们可纪念的日子就是好像我一样 我接受耶稣进入我的心。
May we open our hearts up to God and say, yes, I want this for myself.
愿我将我的心打开向神说神啊我愿意得着你的自己。
If there's anyone who is willing to accept Jesus into your hearts, we ask that you would just raise your hand.
在座如果有人愿意接受耶稣进入你的心的话，请你将你的手举起上来。
Is there anyone?
有没有呢？
Jesus has died for you.
耶稣基督为你死了。
God has done all of the work.
神为你做成了所有的事。
There is nothing else for you to do.
你不需要做任何事了。
All you have to do is just raise your hand and say, Lord, I want you to be in my life.
你要做的就是你愿意接受耶稣进入你的心并且举你的手来。
Is there anyone who would be willing to receive this gift?
有没有人愿意接受这个救恩呢？
Please raise your hand.
倘若有的请你将你的手举上来。
Thank the Lord. I see your hand.
看见了，这样
就。Is there anyone else?
我还有没有呢？
Don't let this opportunity pass you by.
不要容忍这个机会跑过去了。
If your heart is racing, if there's a heavy feeling in your heart, that is God calling you and saying, accept me into your heart.
如果心扑跳呢，神向你讲话了，你快快去接受主。
For the last time, is there anyone who would be willing to raise their hand and say, yes, Lord, be part of my life.
还有没有人呢？最后一次，有没有人愿意接受耶稣进入你的心呢？
We'll close this time in prayer.
我们一同来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful love that you have demonstrated to all of us.
主啊，为着主啊，你极大向着我哋极大慈爱，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that you have provided a way back unto a right relationship with God.
主啊，我哋感谢你，你俾我一条嘅道路，叫我哋恢复与神嘅关系。
Lord, and it did not involve us working and striving to get there.
亦都呢个条嘅路唔需要。我们努力去做什么？
But Lord, you paved the way.
但是你却成就了一条道路。
And Lord, all we have to do is to believe in you.
我们所能够做的就是信靠你。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful love.
我们感谢神这个奇妙的爱。
And Lord, we ask that for all of us, Lord, that you would reveal more of who you are to us.
我愿意你将你自己更多向我们启示。
Lord, and that all of us one day can claim you as our Lord and Savior.
有一日我们都能够讲主啊，你是我们的救主。
We thank you once again for this morning.
我们再感谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.